welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 1st June 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. So, Derek, what are the key themes at the start of the week for the FX financial markets?
Well, the optimism in the markets is still extraordinarily positive. So, you know, I think for this to continue, the focus will be on the key drivers of what's been fueling that optimism. So, you know, obviously, number one, the continued rollback of lockdown restrictions is an important factor in all of that, and that is expected to proceed this week with further easings of restrictions here in the UK, and generally a movement towards more normal conditions over the next couple of weeks. Coupled with that, secondly, continued evidence of no pickup in new cases of COVID. And I think that's particularly important because we've now had quite a number of weeks of these reversals and lockdowns being underway in Europe in particular, and also in Asia to a degree. And there hasn't been any clear upturn in new COVID cases. And I think that's instilling confidence that this can be sustained going forward. And then thirdly, on top of that, despite these improvements and the outlook getting better, the impetus toward further policy stimulus is still very evident. And I think that's just reinforcing the prospects for better growth ahead. So, you know, Japan is implementing additional fiscal stimulus, which was announced by Prime Minister Abe last week. We've obviously had progress in terms of the European Recovery Fund with certain countries who have opposed the construct of that deal, indicating that they're open to compromise, Sweden and Austria in particular. And then there's also been talk of an additional fiscal stimulus package in the United States, potentially $1 trillion in size, and that should emerge over the coming weeks as well. So I think all of that combined is just helping to reinforce that risk sentiment. And as long as that continues, you know, I think that kind of positive investor sentiment that's resulting in a good equity market performance and the beginnings of a weaker dollar can perhaps continue. There are risks, of course, out there, but I think those key kind of macro assumptions will be crucial in that dynamic continuing going forward.
And is there anything else we should look out for as the week unfolds, Derek?
Well, yeah, there's a number of issues. Like, you know, the dollar has weakened. You know, a week ago in our FX Weekly, the week ending the previous week, we abandoned our short-term dollar bullish view and we turned dollar neutral. And I still think that's the way to play this. We've had a fairly big sell-off in the dollar last week, euro-dollar getting up to 111.45. I think the top of the range is probably 112 for now. And while the factors I've mentioned are supportive of dollar weakness, you know, the week ahead, there's lots of developments that could disrupt, at least temporarily, that positive sentiment. And of course, we've had an escalation in US-China tensions. Markets are relieved that Trump didn't indicate more specifically what policies will be implemented to address the security law that is now being implemented in Hong Kong. But that is a risk factor because those US-China tensions are building. And then, of course, we have the concerning social unrest across the United States. And that is something that could escalate and disrupt sentiment as well. So those are things to look out for this week that could disrupt that that positive sentiment and leaves us with the view of sticking to that kind of neutral dollar view rather than becoming outright dollar bearish at this point in time. Other points this week, ECB, obviously on Thursday, I've mentioned that the quantitative easing program is likely to be expanded by, we think, another $500 billion to $1.25 trillion. On current trajectory, the current $750 billion will run dry by the last week of September. So there's no reason why the ECB shouldn't extend that at this week's meeting. And of course, that would reinforce the positive policy outlook that's helping European equity markets outperform US equity markets. And that's certainly a supportive factor for the euro. And then in addition, this week, we've got the negotiations between the EU and the UK on Brexit. Those negotiations will restart tomorrow. We've had warnings from Michel Barnier over the weekend about the need for the UK to shift its stance and become more realistic. We have concerns on the outlook for this, and we think that, again, is going to be another kind of focus this week as those negotiations restart once again.
And what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting this week, Derek?
Well, just on that point there, in relation to the Brexit negotiations restarting tomorrow, we still have a short sterling versus Japanese yen trade. Now, you know, in hindsight, possibly we've chosen the wrong currency to sell the pound against, because the Japanese yen has been underperforming and sterling yen moved higher last week. The Japanese policy stimulus is more aggressive than we had anticipated, and I think that's curtailing the buying of the yen on current conditions. And of course, the improvement in risk appetite is helping to weaken the yen as well. But from a pound perspective, we still think the backdrop is quite negative. The likelihood is we're not going to get an extension in terms of the Brexit negotiations, and that will have to be confirmed by the end of this month. And that means a bare bones deal is perhaps the best we can expect in terms of a Brexit deal. And we think that's going to weigh on the outlook going forward. And coupled with negative rates, I think it'll result in continued pound underperformance. The new trade recommendation this week, on top of that, is to buy the Czech koruna versus the US dollar. Again, going back to that positive policy outlook for Europe and the fact that European equities are beginning to outperform, one way of playing this in the FX markets is to look at the periphery economies in Europe that will benefit from better growth in the Eurozone. And the Czech Republic is obviously one of those, Poland, Hungary, or others. And we think those currencies could start to outperform based on improving optimism in relation to growth in Europe. And therefore, the Czech koruna, we think, could outperform over the coming weeks. So short US dollar versus the Czech koruna.
Right. Thanks very much for your insight, Derek. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Ina, and you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.